Hello, everybody. You're listening to Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. I'm your host, MJ the Tutor, here to help you prepare for your CIMA exams, offer study tips and resources, and sometimes explore topics that are external to CIMA, but still relevant to the business world. This episode may seem a bit off seeing that the last episode spoke about the happenings of Black Friday, and today I'm going to be greeting our US listeners a belated Happy Thanksgiving. We all know, of course, that Thanksgiving happens before Black Friday, but the logic of the intentional switch is that the topic last episode was about pricing, which went well with the Black Friday theme, and this episode's topic is about the art of communication, which goes well with Thanksgiving and the celebration of the podcast's first anniversary on air. So before I forget, for Thanksgiving 2022, I am thankful that the podcast is featuring its 27th episode today. Yep, it is our first anniversary. So happy birthday to us! As mentioned, today's episode will cover the art of communication in a business setting. Communication is, of course, a key element in any business, actually in any relationship. We know that businesses are, in fact, a relationship-based environment. You don't need to be a customer service business, nor one that has a massive workforce to consider your company as a relationship-based business. The fact is, every business is. As long as you have to deal with another individual, most likely a customer, it is all about relationship management. The benefit of effective and regular communication is that it ensures coordination happens between the various relevant parts of the company, and that if there are any problems, they are quickly identified and dealt with. There are many types of communication that we perform in a business. Some are oral communication, like face-to-face meetings and telephone discussions. Some are written communication using tools such as emails and reports. And then we have some others, which are nonverbal communication, like body language and facial expressions. Communication may also be classified between formal and informal. Formal communication in a business setting generally follows a hierarchy type of approach. Individuals get their instructions from the superiors so that they know what is expected of them and how they have actually performed. In contrast, informal communication does not follow the lines of authority. This entails individuals going outside of these lines of authority to reach out to someone else, and they generally use tools or methods to communicate, such as emails, telephone messages, face-to-face conversation. As much as communication seems to be a natural process that happens in any relationship-based environment, it isn't really as natural as people think. There are specific stages that the process goes through to ensure that the message is clear and effective. The six stages are sending, encoding, channel, receiving, decoding, and feedback. The process starts with the sender, who has a need to send or convey messages to a particular receiver. The sender encodes what he wants to communicate using words, numbers, symbols, etc., and puts it all in the message. The message is then transmitted. The message then goes through a medium, what is referred to as the channel. Choosing the correct channel is important to ensure that the communication process is not blocked or hampered. An example of using an incorrect channel is if you have an urgent message requiring immediate attention and you then use email instead of a phone call to relay this message. A phone call would be a faster option since you can get an answer as soon as possible, whereas an email could be unread for a couple of hours or even days if the receiver is not someone who frequently checks their email inbox. The receiver is the person that the message was intended for, so this is the fourth step, somebody receiving the message. This particular person will be responsible for listening to the message carefully, confirming that he understood what the message was and providing feedback where necessary. Decoding is the act of translating the message and generating its meaning. There could be errors in decoding the message, so it should be remembered that the receiver needs to confirm that he did not misread the meaning of the message. The last stage is feedback, wherein the receiver responds to the message. The feedback gives the sender the acknowledgement that the message has been received as intended. The thing is, though, while the process as explained seems simple enough, why do we still have miscommunication or misunderstanding when we deliver messages to each other? This is all because of noise. Noise can be described as sounds which can hamper the communication process. It generally afflicts encoding and decoding abilities of the sender and receiver. Some types of noises are environmental or physical noise, physiological noise, semantic noise, and psychological noise. Environmental or physical noise disrupts the communication process and prevents the receiver from hearing or seeing the message clearly. This includes things like background music or startling noises. Physiological noise refers to actual physical barriers within the sender or receiver that causes trouble in getting the message through. This includes things such as hearing loss, headache, or fatigue. Semantic noise occurs when the sender and receiver have a different interpretation of words. This generally happens when slangs, jargons, or complex words are used. For example, the word dough could be used to mean food, or it could be mistaken for money. Lastly, we have psychological noise, which pertains to distractions or attitudes of the sender and receiver, making communication difficult between the two. An example of this is perhaps daydreaming or having your thoughts elsewhere while someone is speaking to you. You are obviously distracted and not listening or not paying attention properly to understand the full meaning of the message being transmitted. At the end of the day, it is important to understand the communication process to effectively fix if there are issues with the process itself or if you are having issues with the different types of noises affecting the process. And that is it for this episode. I hope you learned a little bit more about communication and its process. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everyone in the U.S. As always, I thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense. I am your host, MJ the Tutor. If you're keen to connect to be updated with the arrival of the next episode of this podcast or find SEMA resources online, please head on over to my website, www.mjthetutor.com. You can also hit subscribe on whichever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you want to connect on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name MJ the Tutor. So I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now.